Hello, and welcome to episode 28 of the Everyday Confidence Podcast from theskillfulmind.com. I'm your host, Steve George, and today I want to talk to you about pushing on in spite of distractions. Hello again. I hope your week's going well so far, and today I want to bring your attention to something that we all do from time to time, and that's get distracted. Sometimes we see it as a welcome distraction. It gives us a chance to regroup, a chance to reset our direction, or maybe it just gives us an excuse to move on to something different. But whatever it is, giving in to it is never beneficial in the end. It doesn't matter how much you want to believe you're doing the right thing, by giving in to that distraction, you will always lose out in the end. Now, obviously, when I use the word distraction, I mean anything that takes your attention away from the task you're supposed to be concentrating on. So that could be your email or social media notifications, phone calls, requests from other people, anything at all that stops you doing what you're supposed to be doing. So whenever we get distracted, there's an immediate emotional reaction. Sometimes it's a feeling of relief if we're struggling with something. Sometimes it's acceptance. Sometimes it's stress or anxiety that we've not been able to finish what we started. But all of those emotions are caused because we've accepted that giving in to that distraction is inevitable. And it really isn't. Short of an emergency situation, there's nothing that can't be left until after you've finished. Even if it seems incredibly important in the moment, I don't know, maybe you're waiting 2 days for a crucial email, or you're desperate to see if someone liked your crazy cat video. Whatever it was, it can wait until you've finished. When you wait until after to check your distractions, you won't have to suffer the consequences of the emotions we spoke about earlier, because you won't have those emotions. Provided you make the commitment to ignoring those distractions before you start. If you just roll into the work without that commitment, as soon as something pops up, you'll start to feel guilty and you'll be desperate to have a quick look, just in case. If you set up a commitment before you start, when that distraction pops up, you can just say to yourself, "Oh, I'll deal with that when I'm finished," and then carry on with the important stuff. And there's another even worse consequence of giving into the distraction. It can start to make you feel less confident. If you keep giving in to distractions, it can start to make you feel like you don't have the strength or the commitment to do anything successfully. And that can be a big hit to your self-esteem. So let's go through a few ways you can start to control those distractions. As I said a moment ago, starting off by making a commitment to yourself that you're not going to give in to the distractions while you're completing that particular task, whatever that task happens to be, is a great start. But it's not always going to be enough. Even with the best will in the world, some distractions are still going to pressure you for your attention. So what else can you do? Well, the obvious answer is to stop the distractions in the first place. So turn off your phone. Put any social media notifications on silent. Tell the people around you that you're going to be busy for a while and you don't want to be disturbed. And whether that's work colleagues or loved ones at home. Okay, so do whatever you can to disable the distractions you know about before you start. And by doing that, the number of times you're likely to get distracted is cut right down. So keeping to your commitment of not giving in to the distractions you do get is going to be much easier because there's less chance you're going to need it. Right, so now you know what to do. What benefits does ignoring distractions really have? Well, one of the main benefits is that when we get distracted, our confidence comes under fire. We've essentially decided to change direction or essentially give up on what we thought was important. And when we do that, we're subconsciously telling ourselves that we made the wrong decision in the first place. But by working on in spite of the distractions, you're telling yourself that the decisions you made initially were the right ones. And that if you're committed, you can successfully do whatever you set your mind to. And this one thing is a great confidence booster. Just knowing that when something's important to you, you can give it 100% focus, moves you up the confidence ladder, and makes you feel so much better about yourself. Being able to get the job done even when there's temporary setbacks, because it doesn't matter how hard you try, you're never going to stop the distractions completely. There'll always be something that comes up or someone who didn't know that you didn't want to be disturbed. But by taking care of what you can control and committing to not being drawn by the things that you can't, you'll build your self-confidence, keep your focus, and you'll remind yourself that you can do anything if you put your mind to it. As well as that, you've kept control of the situation. You've not been thrown off course by things that really can wait until after you've finished, and you've added another success to your catalogue. Once you've finished the important project, you then got plenty of time to take care of all the other stuff you'd normally be distracted by. But this time there's no guilt, stress or anxiety because you've made the conscious decision to do it now. It's not the distraction itself that's the problem, it's the fact that it is a distraction. Once you finish the important stuff, that distraction becomes just the next thing on your to-do list. It's not a distraction anymore. It's all about setting priorities. Get the important stuff done first, then you can take care of the other stuff after. That way, not only will you feel better about yourself, but other people start to have more respect for your time as well. Okay, so to quickly recap, turn off any notifications you can, switch off your phone or at least put it on silent, tell the people around you that you don't want to be disturbed, and then commit to not getting drawn in by any distractions you couldn't predict. And you'll be surprised how much difference that makes. That's it for today. Thank you very much for listening. If you've enjoyed the show, then please tell your friends about it. Show notes will be at theskillfulmind.com/podcast/28. Please enjoy the rest of your week, and I will speak to you soon. Bye for now.